What are you doing?
Getting that coaster.
Oh. Excuse me?
Find my coaster.
It's so many coasters around here. Well, guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. We are waiting on Antoine to bring a coaster back. Oh, there he is. No, you poured something else in your drink, too. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, I was getting a coaster, too, but
so, 2021. Have you seen that meme?
No.
It says, is anybody else afraid that the New Year's literally called 2021?
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, I thought that was stupid, too. I thought it was just me, but I was like, I don't understand that, because if 2021, we wouldn't be in 2021.
I mean, I get it. Like, they're saying, like, 2021, like, it defeated a lot of people. But if you think that it won, you didn't. I mean, that's you.
2020 was a tough year, but hey, we got through it.
It was a tough year, but I think, like, a lot of people have fucked up situations, but then again, there's a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think, like, we one of the people that didn't have it as bad as a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't. Like, we actually had a
good year. I thought 2020 was a... only reason people say it was a bad year is because, obviously, the losses celebrity-wise, and then the losses with COVID. Like, people lost family members because of COVID, and just COVID, period. But the thing that I think people were saying that the year sucked was because everybody had to stay home. It was out of the normal.
Not really. The one thing that people... I just don't like people thought it was so fucked up, because I know it was a basketball player, Karl-Anthony Towns. He lost since, like, the NBA shut down to basically the end of 2020. He lost 7 family members due to COVID. Like, his first person he lost was his mom. And then other family members.
Is that the one that lost a brother too, or something
No, that was different. He played basketball. Like, he lost his mom to start. Like, his mom was, like, early, and then, like, 7 other close family members died due to Corona. And it's like, yeah, the shit ain't fake. But then again, it's like other people didn't have. Some people were affected like that. Some people did.
Yeah, so I think in 2020, people, it's just out of the normal, so, and it's not in a good way out of the normal, like, as far as, like, places, like, movie theaters are still shut down. Literally, the movie theater, we moved in March. One of the reasons why I was happy about moving to this location, the house that we in now, is because it's so many things around.
Yeah, like, we can walk to the movie theater. Like,
the
we could have walked, like, all the big movies that came out in the summer. We could have just walked up the street.
The movie theater that we went to for, like, at least the past 3 or 4 years, probably longer than that, it shut completely down. And I was happy as hell, because I'm like, we live right by the movie theater, like, literally not, probably like a block away from the movie theater.
Yeah, and then, like, in the summer, that's what we expect. Like, yeah, summertime, we walk to the movies.
It's a lot of attractions around where we live, and we didn't get to enjoy a lot of those because of COVID.
None of them, like.
I mean, the coffee shop.
Yeah, but the coffee
they're
shop.
They're even closed now, too. Like, they closed down once the numbers went up here. So, yeah, so it's kind of fucked up. But, so, do you want to hear our analytics for the podcast?
I guess.
What do you mean, guess?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean. Well, I don't care if you said you want to hear it or not. I'm going to say it. So, I think I already told you. Our number one episode for 2020 was the episode entitled When to Leave a Relationship. And we had a guest that was featuring Kayla and somebody else. I think Jasmine was on that one too.
I don't remember. Let me see if I can. That had to be like the beginning of the year.
It was. It was in February. Nope, it was in January. Featuring Kayla and Jasmine. Yes, Jasmine was on that one too. So that was our number one episode. Had the most listens for that episode. Number two was The Brutal Truth. Remember the episode we did when the guy was like, the brutal truth about marriage. He was like saying all this weird shit about him being in a marriage and being unhappy and all this. Yeah, so that one, that was number two. Number three was It's Some Hoes in This House. Not sure what we were talking about on that one.
Dude, that was a recent. That was more recent than the other two.
Oh, Double Standards Between Men and Women. And then we talked about WAP. That's like right when WAP came out. So that was our third best episodes. So yeah, we did pretty good this year with those three episodes. Also, so I did want to mention, so we have 90% of people in the US that listen to us. But we also have people in Ireland. That's our second.
Ireland. You said something weird. You said Ireland.
What the fuck? I say Ireland. That's our second best country that we listen to. United Kingdom, Sweden, India, Australia, Russia, France, Switzerland, New Zealand, Norway, Mexico, Germany, Canada, Fiji, and Belgium. Those are our top. What was that? How many was that? 10? Top 10 countries.
You knocked every one.
That we are played in. Oh, I did? I named all of them?
That's what it seemed like.
But, yeah. United Kingdom and Ireland are the. United Kingdom, Ireland, and United States are our top three countries. So, we international bitch. Okay,
that was really.
I'm sorry.
Too much.
Let me see. Oh, can you guess what our number one platform is that people listen to us off of?
Google Podcasts.
Yes. That is actually right. Number two?
Probably Anchor.
Apple Podcasts. Oh. Number two, number three is Spotify. Number four is Anchor. And number five is Bullhorn.
I don't know what Bullhorn is.
I don't know what it is either. But hey, they top five. So hey! Shout out to Bullhorn. And I was like, I'm
getting you too excited.
No, I mean, I'm kind of excited reading our analytics that people actually listen and they hear what we have to say, and people around the world, like, and we actually just do this for like fun and people actually listen, so that's kind of nice. One more thing, audience demographics. Can you guess what our number one age audience is?
I need like a time frame, like what, 25 to 30? 23 to 27,
28 to 34, or 35 to 44.
I think it's the middle one.
Yeah, 28 to 34. That's our number one target audience. And, yeah. Which is strange because 18 to 22 is our least. It's our least, like,
This is strange.
I guess, yeah. Never mind. That's actually right. Okay, and last one. What is the number one gender that listens to us?
Probably female.
Female, yes. 77% female. So, yes. Those are our analytics for 2020. And I just wanted to put those out there, you know. It's kind of exciting. Was that boring to you or something? Because you got your eyes closed like you bored or something.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Nothing's wrong.
So yeah, shout out to our listeners. We really appreciate every one of our listeners, and we're excited to see what 2021 brings.
Right, if you actually consistent.
Can you stop? No, like seriously.
Seriously, what did I do? I'm just like, you know, being honest, the hard truth.
If y'all seen what Antoine looks like right now.
Like, first of all, you really want to know, like, the whole thing. It's like, I was ready to do the podcast, and you let me fall asleep for, like, 30, 45 minutes.
Y'all see this? Everything is my fault. Yeah, if you're consistent. But yeah, you made me fall asleep. You fall asleep anyway.
You didn't make me fall asleep, but we could have been did this. Like,
Antoine,
you waited until I was knocked out.
No, I didn't. We ate, and then it was like 20 minutes later.
It was like 30, 35 minutes.
Okay, that's not that long. Sorry, I have friends, and I had a phone call.
Exactly.
It was Antoine penalizes me because I have friends, and he doesn't.
Nobody penalized you for anything. No, it's just I don't sit on the phone with other men. That's not. Okay. It's kind of.
That's kind of what.
It's kind of
inappropriate. You're being homophobic right now.
Wow. All right.
You are. What you was gonna say? That's kind of gay. That's what you were gonna say.
It is.
It's not gay. What's wrong with guys sitting on the phone talking? It's just like if you're sitting in front of your friend. When you see your friends, you talk.
Yeah, but sitting on the phone talking to another man, it's like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, for hours.
You're a homophobe.
That has nothing to do with
yes,
that.
Yes, it does. It has a lot to do with that.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
How?
How can you say that? That's like, you sit on the phone with men all the time at work. Is that gay?
It's a job. They call it for a legitimate reason.
Okay, so you sitting on the phone with your friend talking to them is gay. You sit on the phone with your dad all the time.
Oh my God. That has nothing to do with nothing.
You're a homophobe. And I don't like it.
Alright, well, so be it. Oh well. I'm not, but if that's what you call
you are.
Okay.
I don't understand why guys can't be on the phone talking. What's wrong with that? Is that because it's gay because that's what women normally do?
I don't know. It's just like, I have nothing to talk about for that long.
It doesn't have to be a long time. You can just sit on the phone and talk. Hey, buddy, what's going on? How's everything going with the family?
No.
Whatever. Anyways, what you want to talk about today?
I don't know. What did you have in mind? I'm not.
No, you just told me something before we got on here. You said about. Well, you said something. I can't remember.
About, the D-Wade playing one-on-one with his son.
No, the
other thing. Women saying that women stop raising the men you say you don't want.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Women raising a man that you don't want. Is that what you said?
Basically, yeah.
So, where did this come from?
I just seen the headline somewhere, and it made sense. It's like, what's the main thing women say they don't want? They say they don't want a soft man. They say they don't want a mama's boy. You want a man that can express their emotions and communicate. But the first thing you do is like you coddle your boys, or like you kind of shelter them, or then you will say like you will say you don't want mama's boy, but then like you would coddle your son or keep them close to you, or you say you don't want a man that's so super sensitive, but then again you real like close and sensitive to your son.
That I have a we had a conversation not too long ago about this, where we were talking about how men don't show their emotions, and it's because they're raised a lot of the time to not be allowed to cry or not be allowed to be sensitive. You know, people, boys don't cry, boys aren't allowed to do this, boys aren't allowed to do that. But when they grow up and they're in relationships, it's like they don't show their emotions, they're not emotional towards their women, and it's because that's how they were raised. But when a mother actually you know, teaches their son to be sensitive, that's a problem.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. Like, because it's like women always talk to all these negative stats about men, but then again, like, you raise your kids that way. You raise your sons that way. But that's the person you wouldn't want. So what make you think the next woman would want that person?
I mean, honestly, I don't want either or. I don't want somebody that's not going to show emotion. I don't want either or. I would like a man that shows emotion, but I'm not going to sit up here and be like, you know, a man that cries all the time or somebody that's not going to protect me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't see nothing wrong with men crying. That should be more of a thing.
That's not what I'm saying. It's like, it's just women.
But you said people coddle their sons or they be more sensitive to their sons. I honestly feel like women are more sensitive to their sons. Like they raise...
Like say a woman will protect their son more, or they would like, you know, be a little bit more sensitive or try to keep them closer to them. Or don't want them to be out in the world or try to like protect them from certain shit. Mm-hmm. But then again, if they dating a man... And like he real close to his mom, or say like he a little bit extra sensitive or some shit like that. Basically, it's like you don't like that motherfucker. You'll talk shit about him, but it's like you raising your son the same way.
I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, it is. I don't think it has to do with this. Raising a son, I feel like it's just being a parent, period. If you're a good parent, you're gonna keep your kids up under you. Not saying if you're a good parent. Parents a lot of times try and shield their kids from things.
Like, also one thing about being a parent is knowing that you can't shield your kid away from everything.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
Which even then I feel like women who, and then a lot of times I feel like too, when women are raising their sons that close to them, it's because a father is not in the picture too.
I mean, that could be the case too, but then it don't necessarily have to be the case.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of times that's what it is.
But even if that is, like, wouldn't you? Like, either are they like women that do that raise their son like overly tough? Like every little thing that's wrong, it's like, well, you a boy, like you're not supposed to cry, or you a boy, you don't open up like that, or don't do that, like. But then it's like when it come down to you want a man that'll open up a little bit more, but it's like you can't even accept the fact you don't let your own kid open up to you. Mm. It's just like a whole contradiction. It's like, you expect a certain thing from your significant other or another man, but it's like you can't even raise your child to be that person that you would want.
So how do you feel about, because I've seen certain things where parents raise their kids like the man they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen, okay, let's say somebody that dates only like thug ass niggas, like niggas that been in jail all the time, and they raise their kids to be like that.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I mean, even in the positive or the negative, that's wrong. Like, you know. I don't know, because that's stupid.
Or vice versa. What if they only date a certain type of man like that? Like, oh, I only want a thug-ass nigga, or a nigga that's been in jail, or I only want a hood nigga. But, you know, they have a son, but they're like, oh, no, you'll never be like your dad. I want you to be like your dad, but you want the dad, and he's a hood nigga, somebody that's been in jail. Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, that's so stupid, because it's like, I've seen a lot of that to where, like you want that type of man, but then you would say, like, your son will never be like that, but you still holding the son's dad down, are you still, mm-hmm. like, while he and Jill, like, you still, like, doing everything you need to be? But for him, it was like, but you don't want your son to be that person, but you're showing your son at the same time, you got to be that person for somebody to love you.
Mm-hmm. So, and the only reason I ask that is because I've seen people who had kids that where they were raising them to be hood niggas, like literally raising their kids to be hood niggas or, you know, hood figures or whatever.
I just don't care.
And we had a conversation, me and my friend, we had a conversation like, you know, why would somebody want their kids to be raised like that or be follow the same path as, you know, their father who was in a bad situation, you know? Always been in jail, in and out of jail. Why would you want to flip that for your child? But it's like somebody said to me, my uncle actually, he said to me, he's like, well, you know, if that's what they attracted to, why wouldn't they want their kids to be like that? They think that's attractive. So they raise their kids to be like that. So they think other people find them attractive.
But I guess. I mean, you obviously know.
I mean, in that mind frame. I mean, obviously. Me and you not thinking like that, but I can see somebody thinking that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it just baffles me that you would put your kids in that position.
But I feel like I see a lot of memes, like, a lot now that show, like, even with little girls, like, they show moms, like, basically talking shit to the dad or bullying the dad, like, oh, I don't need no fucking man, da da da. And then years later, the daughter is thinking the same thing, like, oh, I don't need no man, you know, that's what my mom, you know, taught me. And, you know, like, it's the same thing, you know. And not saying that women, you know, do need men, but it's like, it's okay.
Basically, like, you so tough.
Yeah. You raising your daughters to be tough to make them feel like they don't need nothing.
No, it's like you so tough and independent when there's somebody there that just want to be mm-hmm. with you and want to, you know, make something with you. It's like, well, you know, I don't need you anyway. I can make whatever I need by myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not what life is supposed to be. Like, if you're trying to find an individual, like, something y'all can have together and build. But to say, like, well, I don't need you off rip. It's situation, like, I've seen people in situations where, like, they so independent or so tough to where, like, somebody trying to come along and trying to just help or even, like, sway your way of thinking, like, hey, you know, you should stop hanging around them like that or stop hanging around that person like that, or, you know, if you want to do more with yourself, maybe you shouldn't go out every weekend or, you know, or little shit like that. And it's like, you think of it as a nigga trying to tell you what to do mm-hmm. instead of, like, somebody trying to be like, hey, like, you having issues with this and that, so why shouldn't you stop hanging around that person or mm-hmm. stop doing this every week or stop doing that? And, you know, maybe that might help your situation, but it's like, well, you know, you trying to tell me what to do. I don't need you. I've been doing it by myself all this time.
And do you feel like, even with that, like, even with boys and girls, like, growing up, if they're taught a certain thing so much, it's really hard to change that when they get older. Like, even if they meet somebody that's like, listen, you don't have to be tough with me, you know, you put your guard down, it's hard to change them. It's hard to change, even with the boys, as far as being sensitive or being overly tough. That it's hard to knock that wall down. Because I feel like even with me and you, you was like that for a minute. Like, when we first started dating, I feel like you didn't put your wall down for me for a while. I feel like that. Like, I feel like you was very, like, you blocked emotion. Like, now, I see a lot, like, I feel like, not trying to put you out there or nothing, but I feel like you're more emotional than me sometimes. Like, with certain things, or I don't know if it's because of us having kids or different things, like, you show, not even more emotion, you show a lot more emotion now than before. Like, even little shit, like, you'll show me a video of, like, a baby and be like, oh, it's so cute. Like, you didn't used to do that. Like, before it was always like, ugh, I'm not. Like, it wasn't like you was overly tough, but you would never never show any type of like weakness, quote unquote.
I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, I'm like that. But then I feel like with you, like I can let my guard down. Like,
yeah. Well, I know. Like you said that before to me, which is I understand that. But like I said, when we first started dating, I feel like you wasn't like that. It was always still. And even now, like sometimes you say things to me like, well, "I'm a man. I'm supposed to hold it all together," and I'm like, "Wait, like we're married. Like we're a team." You don't have to always hold it all together because I'm here to hold you up. You know what I mean? Right,
but there's certain stuff. It'd be like, you'd be like, well, I can do this. I was like, no, I'm the man. I'm going to do that. Like, you don't have to do that.
What did you say the other day? I said, oh, I was trying to clean the car off when it was snowing. And I was like, I'm about to go ahead and clean the car. He was like, I'm a man. I was like, okay.
No, I didn't say, no, that's not how it worked.
Well, it was sort of like, I got it. I'm a man.
No, but you were saying, like, you was about to clean the car. I'm like, no, like, I didn't have to go to, like, I wasn't at work. And then it was like, I was up anyway, and I was about to, excuse me, I think it was about to be like, I thought I had to go somewhere, but you had to go somewhere before me. Some shit like that. Long story short, it was just like, you ain't got to go outside. Like, it was snowing real, real hard. The snow was real, real.
It was Christmas on Christmas.
It was, like, snowing super hard. The snow was deep as fuck. And I'm like, no, I got to go outside.
No, it was something that you was like, I'm a man. It was, like, something corny, like groceries or something. You're like, hey, I'm a man. I'm like, okay.
Just due to the weather and how the way it was, it's like, no, you're not about to go outside like that. Like, I can do it. Like bullshit like that. Like,
but anyways, do you feel like you was taught that?
No, I wasn't. It was just what I seen. Like honestly, it was
what taught. You seen it.
It's just what I seen it. But then again, it's like that's what you. Certain shit is like as you been a man growing up, like you see like your uncles and your dad doing certain shit. Like me growing up, I had my dad. Then I had my dad's brother and my mom's brother. And, like, a lot of shit that I seen them do is, like, they wouldn't let either they mom or my mom or sister do. And it was just, like, so that's how certain shit is, like.
Right. Well, it's because they was taught that, though.
I don't know. I don't know if they was taught that or not. Because if going back, if you look at my dad and my uncle, his brother is, like, well, they dad wasn't really around. And then if you go with my mom's dad, like his dad really wasn't around. Like,
right, I understand that. But your dad grew up in a house full of men. It was him, his older brother, his younger brother, your mom. Of course, she wasn't about to be taking out no trash. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, is it stereotypes? Stereotypes are like women jobs, men jobs, the house, you know, things like that. It's like, people are taught that. But like with me, it was the complete opposite. My mom and we have three girls. Somebody had to take the trash out. We all had to take trash. Like, I had to pull the trash back to the curb and all that stuff. I never liked it. So now, it's like, I'm taking advantage of that shit. Oh, I don't touch trash now. Like, you used to it, so you go ahead and touch the trash. You go ahead and roll the trash can back. I'm not doing that shit. Like,
okay, I get that, and I completely understand everything what you're saying, but the one thing that irks my nerve.
Oh my god, grow up!
No,
this
no,
is thing that grow irks, up. No, not, this, we're not talking about this because no, I already know what you're about to say. This irks
my nerve. Okay, if I'm gone for 8 to 10 hours out of the day, and I come home and like the trash can is like either full, or you either like instead of taking it out, you put it by the side door. Or, like, just the trash cans is full as fuck.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about the gas.
And, like, you stuff it. You, like, you try to stuff the trash as far down as possible.
Only reason I do that is because I have to go outside.
No, you don't.
Pull the trash cans from the curb and pull them back. And
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just taking the trash bag from in the house to the side door.
Nobody cares about our inside, our home problems. Anyways.
To the side door. That's it.
Anywho.
You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to get off the step.
Anywho, but here's the thing. But that's what people expect of men. So, of course, a woman who's a single mom, they're going to teach their son, you take out the trash. You know, you're a man, you're a boy, or whatever, you take out the trash. That's what our society expects of me.
No, yeah, that's what's gonna happen anyway. I'm not talking about taking to the curb. I'm talking about if it's full.
Antoine, seriously, get back on subject. We're not talking about our household, okay?
I got this.
I'm talking about, you know, that's what people expect of men. I think that's why women teach their sons to be overly tough. But then some people see it as, because I have a friend who recently, you know, met a guy and his mother is like hovering, like literally terribly hovering. And it's like to the point where he basically chooses his mother over her. And they're engaged. So he chooses his, and it's, and I, this is like a story that happens all the time, apparently, where mothers and, you know, when they get, that's another thing, like if mothers get too close, not too close, if they're very close with their sons and they're sensitive and, you know, they teach their sons to be sensitive and, you know, they coddle them, those are the ones that have issues when their sons grow up and get a wife or grow up and get a girl. It's like my friend, she does not get along with her mother-in-law. Well, her soon-to-be mother-in-law.
I wouldn't either. If that's what, how the way you explain, like, that's retarded.
And it's, I mean, that's a, that happens a lot. Like, a lot of the times, that's like, let's say, okay, just picture this. Boom. Single mom. You have a son. It's just you and your son for 25 years. Tops. He just moved out at 21. Move out, get this girlfriend. You don't think it's going to be no tension between the girlfriend and the mom?
It shouldn't be. If you're trying to raise a son, like, it's not your boyfriend, it's your son.
But what if she don't have a boyfriend?
Okay, that's your problem.
I see where it would come from, but that happens a lot. Because even on that, like, that marriage page that we're on, like, a lot of people be like, oh, my mother-in-law. Like, somebody asked a question, like, what do you guys think about your mother-in-laws? And, like, everybody was like, she's the mother-in-law from hell, and me and her don't get along, and da-da-da. Like, I've heard that. I've had friends that says, like, you know, me and his mom, no. And I feel like it all depends on how you raise that kid. I mean how it goes. Because eventually, like you said, sheltering, when you shelter kids, like if you have a son, you shelter him from certain things. When it comes to them getting a girlfriend and them shifting, like, my life was me and my mom, now my life is me and my girlfriend and me and my son or my baby or whatever. My family that I started, the mom kind of feels like, oh, I'm left out. Especially if she don't have a life of her own. That's, like, always a thing. So, I don't know. I mean, you can go either way.
I don't know. It was weird. It wasn't weird for me, but it was, like, seeing the moment or the shift from my mom seeing, like, you a man. Like it's certain stuff that I seen where, like, if this was, like, at a point where it just was, like, 4 or 5 years ago, my mom would never act like this. I'm not talking about 4 or 5 years ago from today. I'm just talking about from the moment of when, like, certain shit. Like, I've seen my mom, like, fall back. Or even, like, if I, even with, like, another man in my, a man in my family, like, if she'd be like, well, he grown. Like, you can't, like, I don't know how, like, what did you expect? How did you expect him to respond?
Like, okay, elaborate, because I'm confused.
All right, like, I believe it was, like, it was one time, I think it was my granddad, it was her dad. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I think we was out to eat, we was somewhere, I think I had my son with me, and I might have had either London, I don't know if I had London or Jordan, or maybe it might have been both, I think it might have been one or the other, but, like, my granddad did something or said something in a way, and, like, we kind of got into it. Like, it was words a little bit. And my mom was like, well, what did you expect? Like, he grown. And
so he what was he trying to tell you something, tell you what to do?
in a way, yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was. But it was like he grown, he got his own house, he taking care of his kids. Like, what, like, how did you expect for him to respond if you talk to him like that? And it was just like that moment, it was like, you gotta see, like, she seen it, like, well, what did you expect? Like this not it. Like, he not a kid, like, he taking care of what he gotta take care of, and he doing what he gotta do. Like, so what would you expect if somebody talked to you like that?
I understand. I feel like sometimes parents, and a lot of me and my friends talk about this all the time, parents, you know, they've raised us for however long. It's hard to make that shift.
Yeah, that's what threw me off. It's like, my mom made that shift, and we're like, well, what did you expect?
And I, honestly, I be thinking about me making that shift at our kids, like, you know, how, I mean, not how, but like, these are my babies. Always tell them what to do. Always, you know, and you're used to talking at them. But when they're adults, it's like, even when you are early adulthood, 18, 19, 20, is like, technically they are adults. Even if you feel like you, most of the time, you probably are right talking at them, they're adults. So it's like, even I feel like my mom, she has an issue with that. Like, that's one of her main issues that me and my sister, we always talk about. Like, she doesn't know how to talk to us. She talked to us like we still children. We're well over adults. Yeah. Like,
and it's like, I don't like people saying, well, that's your elder, you must respect them regardless. But it's like, well, still, at the end of the day, you taught us, like, respecting to be earned.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you are older, you still gotta talk to somebody with respect in order to get that back. Like, yeah, certain people with age, you deserve a certain type of respect, but that don't mean disrespect.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? That don't mean disrespect somebody that's younger than you.
And it's like I said, I've been an adult for, what, 13 years now? It's like, yeah, when I was 18, 19, 20, even 21, you could have talked to me a certain way. But I feel like once you have kids, you taking care of your own shit, you paying your own bills, you can't. If I'm not asking you for anything, if you're not paying my bills for me, if you're not, and even then, no, I don't say even then, because I'm saying, if I'm paying your bills for you, if I want to say something, I'm going to say it. But like, if you're not doing anything for me, if you have some sort of input, it's a way that you say it. It's a way, it's all about deliverance for me. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what me and my sisters, we always talk about, like, our mom has trash deliverance. And it's always been like that. Like, she's always, it's always, instead of, hey, you know, maybe this might be a better idea. And, like, that's why I'm going to tell you now, like, I feel like we need to get into the habit of talking to our children instead of talking at them. And I try and tell you that all the time.
Yeah, because with London, our middle one, it's like today, she gets on my nerves because it's like she talks entirely too much, and then like she thinks just because she tell us something that we supposed to be on her side or like we need to fix it right away.
Mm.
And it's like, well, you're not in the right. She's like, yeah, but Jordan did this and she shouldn't have did that and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, if she took her stuff back or if she ignored you because you was getting on her nerves, then it ain't nothing I can do about that. She's like, yeah, but she made me upset because she wouldn't talk to me after I told her this. I'm like, okay.
and as kids, I feel like it's all about teaching your kids, you know, certain things. So
that's just like she'll repeat that sentence like 5 times. It's like, okay.
But anyways, going back to what we was talking about, I feel like what we're talking about now would be good as far as, you know, you teaching your son it's okay to be sensitive, but also protect yourself, hold your own, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Just teach him a common ground between tough and sensitive. And right. Even if they're overly sensitive, I feel like that's okay too. Because a lot of times we don't have men that are like that. And I feel like men that are overly tough or they're taught that they're not allowed to show emotion. They're taught, you know, that showing emotion is weak. I feel like when it comes to being an adult or even trying to hold a relationship, be in a relationship, it's going to be hard for them.
It just is based on your situation. It depends on your situation. Like, what's going on? Like, what... Like, certain situations you need to be vulnerable. Certain situations you don't need to be. Yeah. It just depends on what situation it is.
And I think we mentioned this on the last podcast when we were talking about thought prevention hours. Teach your children how to act outside of your presence. I feel like that all runs together. But, I mean, parents learn every day. So, and a lot of times I feel like parents, when they teach kids to be like that, it's like because they never, that's what they were taught. And they feel like it's right. You know?
I mean, it's all with, and it's also with learning your child too at the end of the day. Like, you got a parent each child different.
Mm-hmm. That's true as well. You can't parent the same kids. I mean, like, we got four kids and it's literally four different scenarios. Like, you know what I mean? And of course, because of their ages, but like, even when they get to the same ages as it's others, like, it's different.
Each personality too, it's like, that's, it's really becoming like hard to deal with.
I feel like I got it kind of figured out.
I don't. Because even with my son, is like, he act like me to where like he don't talk that much, open up. But then when he do, it'd be like, I'd be shocked. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. So then like, I gotta like calm myself down and be like, okay, don't try to get too much, but get enough to where like, okay, he actually talking. So like, that's the one thing that's different is like, it's just odd at times. Like,
but yeah, and that's how it is with the oldest, because it's like, you never had a 14-year-old before. You never had a 15-year-old before. But then even when it rolls around to the next kid, you can be like, oh, okay, you know, I got this. But it's like completely different.
Completely different kid.
Because that's what I said. Like, my 4-year-old I have now is different than my other 4-year-olds I had. They were all different at 4.
Yes, because this one at 4 is like,
she acts like the 7-year-old.
Yeah, but she's 4, and it's like,
but the 4-year-old.
But like, is like you skipped.
The ringleader.
It's like you skipped certain phases.
It's it's like, it's different because So that's what I'm saying. It's like, she's like, I don't know. But
like, you skip phases, and you know, that's like, why the fuck are you acting like this?
And it's not even phases. It's just because she has people to look up to. My first 4-year-old didn't have anybody to look up to, so it was just like completely different than her now. So. I just feel like it's,
I feel like it's what? There's a lot of side of.
Shut up. You're starting to piss me off.
I was saying, you was talking today.
No, like, you're starting to piss me off.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I've been drinking.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so upset.
I'm getting all out.
You're for no reason, I don't.
Yeah, it is a reason because you are trying to check me.
I'll be trying to check you.
You have silent moments too.
I'm not trying to check you. I'm just trying to say, you know, it should be more. It's too silent. You know, you need to say.
It's something. Not too silent. You it didn't was. Even let me finish my sentence.
Because there was too much of a silence in between what you were saying.
I'm about to say, so now you like a podcast connoisseur now. Like,
nobody said I was a connoisseur.
I should slap that beer out your hand right now.
Nobody said I was a connoisseur of nothing. But I was just saying, it was like, yeah, you was talking.
His hair is flat on one side.
See? That's what you do. That's what you do when somebody tried to.
No, that's not what I do.
You deflect.
You don't have to.
You deflect.
What are you telling me about? Because I had 5 seconds, not even 5 seconds, 3 seconds of silence.
I was just talking.
Now the podcast is trash now.
Now you're getting loud. You're elevating your voice.
That's why.
And we need to just talk.
Seriously. Shut the fuck. You're about to get slapped.
I don't know why.
Anyways, I think that was a pretty good topic. But, just, guys, parents out there, I know it's hard. It's so hard. It's mentally challenging. You have I have parental anxiety just all type of things. Like I'm sitting up here trying to figure out my, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I feel like I'm one of those parents that shelter, like okay, no cuts of music, no cuts in TV. But it's like, when do you introduce your kids to that?
But it's funny as hell because, like, our kids now is like, they wouldn't even hear a cuss word. They just got this perception of certain music. They'll be like, they covered it. It's like, no. Or they ask, like, this guy cussing in it just for kids? Because if it's not for kids, we can't listen to it. Like they would come with us before, like, they'll start hearing
it.
Like,
it's like, they're used to that. So, like, when do you introduce them to that? Like, I feel like now, like, Trinity is 10. So, I'm like, okay, maybe I start letting her watch Bob's Burgers Simpsons. Because maybe she might get the concept of it a little more. Because Bob's Burgers and Simpsons is not terrible. And it's like, even when I used to watch The Simpsons when I was younger, jokes fly over kids' heads. Like, a lot of jokes probably fly over their heads. Like, but, like, Big Mouth or something like that? Oh, never.
No kids never
watch. Look, we was talking about, I think I was talking on the phone with Sierra. No, Kayla. I was like, I'll let my kids watch Family Guy before I let them watch Big Mouth. Because, and even, like, with Family Guy, it's like, the jokes probably would fly over their heads.
Sometimes they would, but then it's like, Big Mouth is just so, like,
oh my God, hell no.
It's so blatant. Like, it lets you,
I would never. But, parents out there, we know it's hard. We stick together. We got this. We should start a parenting podcast. I'm trying to get one of my friends that's moms to do, like, a baby mama podcast or something. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, confused.
Are we sending your baby mama on a podcast?
I don't know, bro.
That's gonna be a good podcast. We gotta get her on. 2021, we gotta get some guests on here. It's besides my friends.
Right, but you don't need guests. You don't want to make your podcast driven by guests. Okay, we gotta have content ourselves.
Antoine, we already have. How many guests have we had? We had one guest last year. And that is the most listened podcast that we had last year. Okay. So I'm just saying, we can have guests sometimes. I'm not saying that we're going to have a guest every time. I want to have guests on the show. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't say that our podcast is going to... See, this is what I'm saying. He listens to Joe Budden, and all of a sudden, he just thinks he's a, like... Joe Budden, who was the other guy you listened to? Joe Rogan? Oh, yeah. Like, you just think you just like the podcast connoisseur. Like, I don't like how you critiquing me like this.
First of all, that shows you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't care what you're talking about.
Two separate ends of the spectrum. Joe Budden really don't have really have guests at all. Joe Rogan have a guest every fucking podcast. So
okay, Antoine, so I don't care.
I'm just saying, why are you trying to, like, compare? I'm just saying,
you're comparing the podcast to other. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You do that all the time.
I'm not even saying.
Just like you just said, let's start the podcast talking before we introduce the podcast. Such and such podcast does that. You do that all the time.
People that
are constant listeners, get your hands off.
Are you done?
Put your fucking hands off.
No, I was saying it because at that time, like, the banter we was having before that podcast started, and, like, we had it on and we didn't know it was on, and that was good.
But this is what I'm saying. You do that all the time, though.
I'm not saying that all the time. I'm just saying, like,
you just said every time, even before this, you just said, and maybe if you're consistent. Then after that, you said, what'd you just say just now before this?
I don't think we're guest driven podcast or whatever like that.
Yeah, I said I want to get a guest on. I didn't say that the guest was gonna drive the whole podcast and we're not gonna have content of our own. I just said I wanted a guest. That's all I said.
Okay, but why does that mean, why do you think I'm involved in other podcasts? Like,
because you get these ideas from other podcasts that you
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
First of all, I would say, like, look, that time when I said, okay, maybe we should have kept in what was recorded before we started the podcast.
I even did that today. I'm taking
that
out.
Was good. Because that was good. Like, that was actually, like, we was talking shit before, and that was actually good content.
Says who?
Says me when I was listening, when we was talking. Like, I wouldn't say
it. So, we was having
We was having a good conversation. We was talking shit before the podcast started. So then we stopped. Okay, let's stop and start the podcast and start all over. No, we just kept that going.
So because you said that's good content, because let me tell you what. I talked to somebody who listened to that and they did not like it.
Okay.
They said, they was like, I didn't, at first I was like, wait, am I listening to the right thing? I didn't, and that's exactly what I thought when I was like, well, if we do that, people are going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Are we talking about the right, like, it's just different ends. Like, I'm just saying, you say it's right and it's good content, but because you say it is right and it's just because you
said at that point, it was good because it was like we
but says who besides you?
Okay, we had good dialogue going on. We was like going back and forth, and then so you wanted us to stop. Okay, let's stop.
No, I didn't.
And then let's start the podcast over. Like that's not even nothing. Nothing.
That's not. Let's start the podcast over. Let's start continue our conversation.
That's what I'm talking about.
After introducing the podcast.
But that was before we introduced it. And it was, okay, whatever, bro. Because obviously you're not understanding what I'm saying. No, and you're refusing to listen because of what somebody else told you.
No, it's not. Now, see, now you're getting upset because I'm getting outside somebody who actually listens. You don't listen to this podcast. You don't. Do you?
I don't like how I sound.
Exactly. Don't listen to my voice. Okay. Every episode, I listen to it. I make sure I play it back, listen to it. You don't listen to this podcast. Somebody who actually listens to this podcast consistently, listened to every episode, told me that they didn't like that. So I'm going off of listeners. You're going off of what you think because of what other podcasts.
Okay. Well, I don't like that person's opinion.
Okay. That's fine. But you can't sit up here and tell me I'm doing something wrong.
No, I never
or because
said you were doing
I
want
a guest on the podcast never does said not. Was wrong. I didn't say you said I was wrong. I said just I'm said just that. Saying you, just can't, said,
you
say
can't say I'm doing something wrong. I never said you was doing
that
wrong.
Because I want a guest or a couple guests on the podcast that now all of a sudden we are guest driven. That's not what is what I mean. I want to have a guest every now and again, 2 or 3 guests a year maybe, like. Come on.
Right?
Anyways.
My bad. I apologize. Because, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, after this podcast is over, I'm about to knock them boots.
Oh, my God. Come on.
That was corny as fuck.
Anyways, God damn it. Blissful Glow Nail Polish. I couldn't even think of the damn name. That is our brand. So Blissful Glow Nail Polish is 100% vegan, 100% cruelty-free nail polish. Blissful-glow.com. Go visit. Check it out. I got my Bliss Blues, Happy Hour, and Ladies Night on. See? I got on 3 colors. Ladies Night, Bliss Blues, Happy Hour. So yeah, Happy Hour is pink, Bliss Blues, obviously blue. Ladies Night is black glitter. It's very cute, actually. Yeah, so go check us out. No Filter, The Podcast, and that's No Filter, THEE Podcast, @gmail.com. Write us, let us know what you think about the podcast. Parents, single parents out there, parents who parent together, co-parent, whatever, we want to hear your comments about this episode today about raising men and women and all that stuff we talked about. Did you want to read the pull-up I had from the Ghetto Marriage page?
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, this is about a... Since we 55 minutes in, you want to keep on?
I think that's kind of... I think we're going to stop here. I'll save this, because this is another topic in its own, this letter from the Ghetto Marriage page. So, yeah, we'll see you guys in, what is it, the first... You know, we is all off because we said the first and third Fridays
But we we right on time.
Are we? What's it? Today's Saturday. So I put this out on Thursday? Friday?
Well, it was New Year's. The New Year was, Friday?
Yeah, but this... This is the first Friday of the month. Right, but wait. Today the first?
No, it's the second.
So Friday was the first. So yes, so the first. Okay, I see. All right, so we were late. I'm sorry. I'm a little late. All right. Yes. So yes, write us in. Let us know what you think about the podcast. And shout out to all our listeners. The analytics really got me hyped. So we're international, B. Okay, don't do that. Like, that's annoying. Antoine's such a grandpa. So we're pretty excited about that. You know, we're gonna keep going, and we'll see what our analytics will be next year. But hit us up. Oh, and go check out some vegan nail polish if that's what you're looking for, if that's what you went to. If you're not, tell a friend and tell them to tell a friend too. All right, so we will see you guys next week. Bye.
In a couple weeks, not next week.
Next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.